Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The governor cannot keep the First Amendment on a respirator. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom with Holly Mead. What I'm talking about, Holly, is what's happened in California. California has had the most severe restrictions in the nation on places of worship, with its total ban on in-person worship. Now, this goes back to March 19, 2020. And except for 48 days, that is from around May the 25th to July the 12th, which had a no more than 100 person worship limit, there has been a total ban. And so for only those 48 days, could you have up to 100 people? But other than that, we're talking about a no worship ban for nearly a year throughout all of California, or through 99% of the state of California. It's the most restrictive in the entire nation by far.
And that's in person, even in your own home with other people other than your family, it's banned.
And of the four remaining states that have numerical caps outside of California, Maine limits in-person worship to 50 people, New Jersey to 150, Rhode Island to 125, Washington, D.C. caps indoor religious gatherings at 250 persons.
And I really want to know where they got these numbers, Matt.
You know,
they're all different.
They're all different.
But are these supposed to be scientific numbers?
Well, New York actually had 10, 25, and 50. And so they had a red zone and an orange zone. And those two zones were before the U.S. Supreme Court. And on Thanksgiving Eve 2020, the Supreme Court issued an injunction pending appeal saying that those were the most severe that they had seen in the nation. So in the red zone, 10 people maximum. In the orange zone, 25 people maximum.
Even if you had a building that seats, say, 5,000, you can have only had 10 people or 25
only
people.
Only 10 or 20.
That's ridiculous.
And the same was in California for 48 days, no more than 100 people, even in a 5,000-seat sanctuary. It doesn't really matter. But outside of that 48 days, listen, no worship in person. So almost a year, California has severely restricted, and for most of that time, since March the 19th, completely banned in-person worship.
And you know, he's worked so hard to try to oppress people. Remember when Thanksgiving came around, they had rules for that. When Christmas came around, he had rules for that. But yet you saw Governor Newsom out there in public with his friends, you know, sitting closely, having a party, that kind of situation. It was okay for him, but not for the people.
Now, we just got a communication from someone making an inquiry about Liberty Counsel's involvement and help. And it's from a Romanian couple. The reason why that's important is because these Romanians know what religious oppression is like from the former communist Romania. The first day of freedom there in Romania is on Christmas Day, 1989. In this particular case, what you have is a principal of a public school in California. And the couple go to a church in California on a Sunday. And they were very excited and very pleased to be able to attend that church. And they posted a picture on Facebook with themselves. And they were supporting the pastor in the church. Well, this particular couple, one of them is a principal of a public school. So somebody turned in this principal. It went up to the public school district HR superintendent, who called in this principal, reprimanded the principal, inquired about gathering for a, quote, large, close quote, service, and then now is being forced or was being forced to quarantine for 10 days and take a COVID test due to the, quote, possible, close quote, exposure. This person, now a principal, has a reprimand in the personnel file.
Because somebody snitched on her.
Yeah, and the person writing to us of that couple said this is now the second time they have been, quote, caught, close quote, attending church. Now, so here's the thing. In California, you've got the governor saying no worship. Hundreds of other secular gatherings and businesses are exempted. They have no capacity restrictions at all, other than social distancing. But no percentage cap, no numerical cap. Churches have been banned from March 19, 2020.
You can experience retail therapy, but you can't go and get help in a church.
This person could have gone to the grocery store with people in the aisle all over the place, could have gone to shopping malls, could have gone to a lot of different places, and then taken a photograph, put it on Facebook. Nobody would report that person to the HR director. That person would not have been reprimanded, would not have had to go to quarantine, would not have to have a negative COVID test before coming back to work.
Unbelievable.
And that's frankly more risky. There is a study recently, and we reported it in one of our press releases. And the study is regarding a study done of Catholic churches nationwide. And that study showed, and they did an overview of a lot of Catholic churches that are open for worship. And there's not one evidence of an outbreak in any one of those Catholic churches. In our case, in California, Harvest Rock Church, that is located in Pasadena, California, but it also has several campuses. And then Harvest International Ministry, located in Pasadena, but has many, many affiliate churches, about 130, 40 churches in California alone, not one evidence of an outbreak. In fact, when I was at the oral argument, we've not only put this in our briefing, but when I was presenting oral argument at the Court of Appeals, I mentioned that. I said, there is no evidence of an outbreak. And you can guarantee that if there were at any one of our churches, that the Attorney General on behalf of the governor would point that out. But he can't point that out because there's no evidence of it.
Right. I mean, you're talking about family here. These people care about each other. They're not reckless. But you go to Home Depot, they don't care about you, and you're putting your finger and your hands all over all the equipment and all that. It's totally different.
Well, you know, they say, well, you're in church longer. Look, there's also some information that was presented in the briefing before the United States Supreme Court, and that is, the average time to go to a grocery store is longer than you think. Right. The average time of going to a mall or a shopping center is much longer than you anticipate it to be. And it can be 48 minutes, it can be an hour and a half, it can be much longer depending upon the situation. But this is information. These are studies now that are showing how many minutes do you spend in some of these places. And in California, you've got the malls that are available to go to. You've got the grocery stores you can go to. You've got hundreds of places that have no restriction whatsoever.
But you know, the media has done a great job, and I say that in sarcasm, instilling fear in people. You know, so these people have no need to be afraid. But if you don't, if you're taking away their ability to go to church, then that supposed cure becomes more worse than the virus when you start looking at people becoming isolated, depressed, suicidal, you know, away from each other. And that is a tragic problem.
Yeah, the Las Vegas school district has now recognized that isolation, where they've locked down the school and people have to go to school online and they don't have any communication with their friends or other support groups, or including churches, that suicide rates and depression has skyrocketed. So now they're scrambling to open up the schools. We said that back in March, this is what was going to happen. Depression would increase, anxiety would increase, and on, all these different factors have increased. People literally have died because of the restrictions, because of the restrictions. And the media has done a huge disservice to scare people. And there are people who are pushing the vaccine and other kinds of things, and they use fear as a factor. And then to get your freedom back, they want to give you a vaccine. We'll talk about vaccines in a future program, but now nearly 300 people in the United States alone have died, and nearly 10,000 people have had adverse reactions, and that number continues to grow from the vaccine itself. There's other ways to protect yourself. You can have a safe, healthy worship. That's what our churches do. So don't be fearful. Now, different people, you need to make your own decisions based upon health and your circumstances. There's other options, but we should not, must not close the churches. This is the hospital for the hurting, and that light needs to remain on. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, lc.org.